This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'baim. We're continuing in page, in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Pei Beis. Simen Pei Beis. Good morning, everyone. Din Tzaya Yavesha, the din of dry Tzaya. The din of dry Tzaya. Says the Mechaber, Tzaya Yavesha, dry Tzaya, kol kach, that's so dry, Shem Yizrukena, if you would throw it, tis parech, it would crumble, harehi ka'afer, it's like dust, umutar likros connect, you had to say, throm shev kedusha opposite it, v'hu shalo yavareich ra, as long as it doesn't have a bad odor. Haga, v'yei sharmadoi, have a ka'afer rakim nefreches al yidei gelila b'loi zrika. Some say, the Rama says, that it's not considered like dust unless it crumbles by rolling it without throwing it. V'chein ikar, this is the ikar. By the way, I was just, you know, learning about the Rama, because we're going to be in Krakow for Shabbos at the Rama's kever for the yard site. The notes on the Rama, where it says Rashi v'harash, were not written by the Rama. I mean, you know, I think if you'd asked most people, they would have known that, but still, I saw definitively. That was written by later Talmid Chachamim. They added the sources of the Rama, and this is very interesting, and it's not always right. Since the Rama did not write it, it's not always correct that that's the Rama's source. Okay? Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tis Parech, V'davka L'Peiruchim Dakin, only fine crumbs. Aval L'Shnayim U'Shloisha L'Mahani. But two or three, it does not help. In other words, it has to crumble and sort of disintegrate, but not into two or three pieces. Uvimei hakar, and in the days when it's cold, shahatsoya nikreshes, harbe ke'evan, when it's cold, and the tsoya is congealing like a stone, v'gam in magia azman shum sechen, and nothing smells, nistapik ha-magen ram yishar likros connected, the magen ram is mesopik, whether you can read opposite it. Ibasar hashta azlinan, do we go by now? Meaning, and now it's frozen. It's a piece of ice. Or does it still retain the status and the name of being tzaya? Because it could always revert back to the way it was when it warms up. The achronim iskimu kulam bazel isa. The achronim are maskim that it's asr. Frozen tzaya is usher. So let's say, you know, you're in the tundra, you're in Russia, and it's freezing outside, and there's a piece of tzaya on the floor. The fact that it doesn't smell does not make it not tzaya. V'yaf b'di'eved, and even b'di'eved, imkara, tzorach lachsa, v'likros, kriya shema, l'spa, v'tars nadava, and even b'di'eved, if you said shema, you'll have to read it again, and if you davened, you'll have to daven again as a tfilas nadava. What's a tefillas nadava? The der should bring simon kovzayin of katan beis. You should make a stipulation and say, if I was not yoytzei my tefila, this should be my tefila, and if I was already yoytzei, then this tefila should be l'nadava. V'imatzaya tachas mayim krushim efshar to have a kisoy. If the tzaya is under congealed water, efshar it could be to have a kisoy that it's covered. Afa gav de mayim loy mahani. Even though water doesn't help. Ayin b'simin, ayin vav, mikamakoim geled ukvar yesh loimer dehavel bechlal v'chisisa. Nevertheless, ice and frost, you could say it's called v'chisisa. You know, even though by erva, water will not be a cover. Unless it's dirty. Geled ukvar, you could say it is v'chisisa, and we go, and it's like glass, ubasar hashta azlinan, and we go by the way it is now. I thought glass was a cover for tzaya, no? Didn't we have that glass was a cover for tzaya? Who remembers that it's a din in v'chisisa? It's not a din in seeing. Erva is a din in lo yera b'cha ervas davar. But glass, no, didn't we have that? Wasn't that in the beginning of the simon that there's a difference between tzaya, tzaya and erva, but it could be that even though glass is a covering, but ice maybe is not, because since it will revert to being water, so then maybe that's not considered a covering. Vitsoya sheniskasa b'sheleg, tsoya covered in snow, chashav kisoy. So frost is a question, but snow is a cover. Kol kamash le'nimcha sheleg, so long as the snow does not melt. Kasa b'sefer shulchan shloimai, duad dineged meraglaim krushim, also opposite frozen urine. Gam ken yesh lahachmer shloi likrois kenegdan, v'tzarchiyon, whether this is in fact a problem. Okay, sif beis meraglaim shenivlu b'karka. If you have urine absorbed in the ground, if it would make the hand moist, you can read opposite it. Haga, some say that it won't be an issue if it makes your hand moist. It has to be able to make your hand moist, that your hand could then make something else moist. That's the concept of toifeach amenas lahatpiach, where it makes wet with the ability to make something else wet. So the mechaber is machmer if it makes your hand wet. The Rama says some say only if your hand can then make something else wet. V'yesh lismay chazay, you could rely on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah bakarka, if it's absorbed in the ground or beveged lahat piach perush imayniach yaday aleim, that if you put your hand on it ma'ale lachus ba, it would take up moisture. If you would put it on something else, that something else would then attain moisture. If it's not that moist that it could transfer to something else, when you touch it to be able to transfer to something else, it's mutter. This is a consensus of all the achron. It's only if it is wet on condition to make something else wet. Then you need to distance four amos, kamay mitzaya, like from tsaya. When we come akam, kivan she'enon ba'ayin, since it's not extant, it's just absorbed in the ground. Rak shablu on the karka, oy bebeged, it's absorbed in the ground or in a garment. Ein sach lishba chalein revias ukleyama, you do not have to pour a revias according to everyone. Eladai, it's enough, sheyove yaleyam, that you bring on it, rak ma'at min ha'ma'at mayim, meaning you don't have to be mevatel by pouring a revius, it's enough to put on it a little bit of water. She'ein bahem gam kein rak toifeach amanas latviach. A little bit of water, that water is enough that if you touch it, you could transfer its moisture to somewhere else. Vishari. And then it would be permitted. V'ayin le'el b'simen ayin zayin b'mishna bura. Okay, so this is the din of tsoya Yevesha, where if it's under Mayim Krushim, it could be that is a cover. But it could be Geled and Kfar is more of a cover than Mayim, even though Mayim does not help for Erva, and Lechora Geled and Kfar doesn't help either, but it's considered V'chisisa. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold over here. We'll see everybody tomorrow at same time, 9 o'clock. Okay, thanks everybody for joining. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.